謝阿Ming姊妹嘅分享啊！琴日去車嗰陣時
，When we drove Ming yesterday，
我見到佢地下有成四包嘢。
And I saw she had four bags.
四大袋啊。
Four big bags.
我問佢叫咩？你去 camping 啊
？And I asked her, Are you going camping？
睇到個姊妹喺主裏邊服侍係好多功夫嘅，原來。
And I saw when she served, it was a lot of work for her.
尤其佢冇車添。
Especially when she's not driving now.
攞四袋抬咗上車尾嗰度。
Four big bags put into our trunk.
跟住又去到北邊嗰度。
And then we went all the way to North Church.
跟住又洗。
And then wash.
洗完之後煮。
And then cooked.
煮完之後咧，由四袋變咗兩袋。
And then from four bags down to two bags.
我問佢：你咁樣點翻返翻屋企？點樣翻啊
？And how are you going to go home now？
佢有方法嘅。
She said there's a way.
所以求主紀念呢個姊妹。
And may God remember her.
我哋服侍神，我哋要拼嘅要。
When we serve God, it's a painful process.
如果唔拼嘅呢啲唔係服侍。
When it's not painful, it's not.
因為佢服侍聖徒，即係服侍主。
Then we serve God.
我感謝神。
We thank God.
有呢啲姊妹。
We have a sister like her.
呢啲姊妹將來成為第二啲教會嘅祝福。
And she'll be a blessing to other people.
每一間教會都需要呢啲姊妹。
And every church needs a sister like her.
我哋要跟佢。
We have to follow her footsteps.
因為佢跟主耶穌基督。
Because she followed God's footsteps.
我未開始先做，繼續帶到祈禱。
We'll pray.
神啊，真係實在，你嘅話語可以喚醒我哋。
And thank you, God. Your words can refresh us.
唔係你嘅話語，我哋仲喺沉睡裏邊當中。
Without your words, we'll still be in a sleeping mode.
求你个让你个话语一打开嗰阵时
，May your words be opened our eyes。
我哋可以苏醒去聆听你个话语。
We'll be awakened and be able to listen to your words。
求天父打开我哋嘅心。
May you open our hearts。
保守住所讲嘅，讲得清楚。
Bless the ones that's going to speak today。
听亦都听得明白。
That we can listen carefully。
奉恩主耶稣名祈祷啊。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus。
我想睇下呢個加拉太書第二章第六節。
Galatians 2:6.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah. As for those, let's take a look at the Galatians chapter 2 verse 6.
加拉太書二章六節。
And then we continuously to with the last time we finish up. That's where we start from.
我哋就繼續我哋上次停低落嚟嗰度。
As for those who were held in high esteem.
至於嗰啲有名望嘅人。
Whatever they were make no difference to me. God does not show.
神是不偏待人的。
They add nothing to my message.
他们这些有名望的人对于我的信息都没有加增什么。
That passage looks simple.
这个的经文好像很简单。
But Paul is declaring his position.
保罗就在这里来到证明了他今天的身份。
He declared his position is more than what Peter declared his position.
他证明了他自己的身份多过彼得他自己今天的身份。
And he declared his position more than any apostle.
他也是要明证了他今天自己的身份多过任何一个的使徒。
He said, as for those who were held in high esteem, including those big apostles, Peter, John, and James.
他这里讲到至于这些有名望的人，包括所有的人，包括了彼得、约翰和雅各。
He said, God does not show favoritism to Peter, John, and James.
这里他讲到神没有偏待人，也都是包括了是雅各、彼得和约翰。
And other Jewish people as well too.
同埋其他嘅以色列人。
Because they were saying those people they cannot add nothing to my message. It means I will not change my message.
呢啲嘅人，呢啲有名望嘅人，包括埋呢啲使徒，佢哋冇令我嘅信息有加增任何什么嘅嘢。
Not because they are high esteem.
唔系因为佢哋有名望。
Not because they are rich.
唔系因为佢哋有钱。
And then I will not.Nothing will be added to my message.
我今日对你哋传讲嘅信息系没有任何嘅加增。
He won't cave in.
佢唔会嚟到去投降。
Not like Peter cave in.
佢唔会好似彼得咁嚟到喺呢啲嘅 以色列人當中嚟到去投降。
Why is not caving in？
點解佢唔會嚟到去喺當中嚟到去投降咧
？Because when the king speak，
當王講嘅話
，Does king have to cave in to the people？
王會唔會就住啲人嚟到講話咧
？Supposed to be people cave in to the king message。係
應該係人民就住王所講嘅説話嚟到去行事。
So Paul he know his position。
保羅佢知道佢自己今日嘅身份。
Paul he know he is entrusted by God to share the gospel。
佢知道佢今日係被神嚟到托付講呢個嘅福音。
So he won't cave in。
所以佢唔會喺眾人面前嚟到
去。He also realized God does not show favoritism。
神都係不偏嘅待人。
How do we know God doesn't show favoritism？
我哋點知道神係不偏待人呢
？Let's take a look at Acts chapter 10 verse 31。
我哋睇下《使徒行傳》十章三十一節。
Because on the verse 31 is saying, Cornelius, God has heard your prayer.
佢呢度十章三十一節，佢話：哥利流，你嘅禱告耳蒙垂聽。
God Cornelius has been praying regularly.
哥利流已經係好時常嘅禱告。
He's a Gentile.
佢係一個外邦人。
He doesn't know anything about Jesus.
他對神的認識，主耶穌的認識是沒有的。
But he feared God.
但是他敬畏主。
He got a genuine heart.
他有一個誠實的心。
He helped to the poor.
他周濟窮人。
So that's why God is saying, your prayer and your gift to the poor is remembered.
所以這裡聖經講到，他說，所以哥利流，你的禱告和你的周濟達到神面前。
Not because he is a Jew.
不是因為他是猶太人
，not because he is not a Jew，
又不是因為他不是猶太人
，and God won't listen to his prayer，
就神就冇垂聽佢嘅
禱告 ，not because he is not a Jew，
唔係因為佢唔係猶太人
，he give to the poor is not remembered，
佢所以佢嘅周濟就不被神所紀念
，so Peter he realized，
所以彼得佢知道
，and Peter he make a comment on the worst。And the verse 34.
所以彼得佢喺三十四節佢講到。
He said Peter began to speak.
彼得就開口佢話。
I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism.
所以彼得佢話我真看出神是不偏待人。
God accepts a genuine heart.
神接納一個誠實嘅心。
And verse 35 saying.
三十五節佢講到。
God accepts from every nation.The one who fear him.
神悦納各國中敬畏主嘅人。
For those people who fear God,
係當中敬畏主嘅人。
Will do what is right.
就會行義嘅事。
What is right?
行義嘅事。
Is pray regularly.
就係禱告恆久。
And give to the poor.
同埋周濟窮人。
So, Paul.And Peter has been declared what he's observed.
所以彼得佢就開口，佢自己見到嘅嘢，佢就開口嚟到講述。
Not only Peter aware of that.
彼得佢知道呢件事情。
Paul also aware of that. God doesn't show favoritism.
保羅同樣知道神係不偏待人嘅。
So in chapter 2 verse 7, on the contrary.They recognize that I have been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised.
所以保罗佢知道神要特别派保罗嚟到向呢啲未受割礼嘅人嚟到传福音。
Because when you're reading in the Chinese, you don't get the whole picture. But if you're reading in NIV, you get the whole picture. They say they saw. Who are they?
如果你睇中文咧，就唔係幾清楚。如果你讀英文嗰個 NIV 譯本嘅時候，佢講到他們見到，咁呢個他們喺邊度咧
？Obviously, they referring back to the verse six.
就講到
held in high esteem.
就係講到第六節，第六節佢講到邊度咧？就係呢啲有名望嘅人。
Those high esteem people, they recognize that I have been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the
呢啲有名望嘅人，佢哋就係被神托付嚟到傳福音俾呢啲未受割禮嘅人。
Just as Peter has been to the circumcised，
就係好似彼得要向呢啲嘅猶太人嚟到傳福音一樣，就係受割禮嘅人。
Because I'm sure the Paul being called by God, everybody know at that time in Jerusalem.
哈，保罗咧，佢系被神呼召嘅。我相信咧，喺犹太全地嗰阵时，嗰啲人都知道啦。
Because in Acts chapter 9, verse 15，
喺使徒行传九章十五节，佢讲到
God giving the assignment to Paul。
神咧系俾咗保罗一个嘅任务。
See, but the Lord said to Ananias.Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentile first.
所以咧喺九章十五节，使徒行传嗰度，主对亚拿尼亚讲：你只管去，他就系保罗，系我所拣选嘅器皿，要在外邦人，首先就系外邦人。
To the Gentile first.
首先系要向呢啲嘅外邦人。
When you come along, you can.Proclaim my name to the king.
你就嚟到嘅时候，你都可以为我向呢啲君王嚟到传福音。
Because in the latter part of the act, they also mention Paul proclaim to the king. Proclaim Jesus' name to the king.
喺使徒行传迟啲嗰几章咧，佢亦都讲到保罗向呢啲君王嚟到传福音。
And also, when you come along, you can proclaim my name to the people of Israel.
你咧再繼續，保羅再繼續傳嘅時候，你都可以向呢啲以色列人嚟到傳福音。
But unfortunately for those people of the people of Israel,
啊，好不幸地呢啲嘅以色列人
，they don't take Paul，
佢哋就唔接受保羅。
They don't accept him at all。
佢哋唔接受保羅。
Where did they say？
喺邊度講到咧
？In the Act chapter 22, verse 17。
喺《使徒行傳》廿二章十七節，佢
Paul he has a heart to the Jewish。To the own kinsmen.
哈，保罗咧，佢对自己嘅同胞有呢个嘅心肠肺腑。
So when Paul returned to Jerusalem,
哈呢度讲到当我回到去耶路撒冷嘅时候
，praying at the temple，
喺殿里嚟到祷告
，I fell into a train，
哈佢自己云游障碍
，saw the Lord speaking to me quick。
保罗向听到主对佢话快脆。
Leave Jerusalem immediately, because the people will not accept your testimony about me.
佢呢度神对保罗讲，佢话你赶紧嘅离开耶路撒冷不可前言，因你为我作嘅见证，这里的人必不领受。
Paul he has his own reason not leaving to Jerusalem.
保罗佢自己都有佢自己嘅原因，点解佢唔想离开耶路撒冷
？And he talked to God, say.
佢就同主話
：These people know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in me。
嚇，保羅咧就同主話，佢話呢啲人咧知道我從前把信你嘅人收在監裏，又在各會堂裏鞭打他們。
Please let me stay. Please let me stay in Jerusalem。
保羅就話：你都讓我留喺耶路撒冷，讓我留喺耶路撒冷啦。
I can convince them。
我可以遊說佢哋㗎。
I'm sure you know that.
我知道神你自己知道。
On the verse 20,
二十节
when the blood of your Stephen was shed,
当你嘅见证人使提反嘅血被害流血嘅时候
I stood there giving my approval and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him.
我也站在旁边欢喜，又看守害死他之人嘅衣裳。
Paul, he has a heart for the own kings.
保罗佢对自己嘅同胞有呢个嘅心肠肺腑。
I'm sure God said, "Are you finished yet?"
神就话，我相信神会好似同佢讲话，你完咗未啊？讲完未啊
？And it's the verse 21.
廿一节。
Go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles.
你去吧，我要差你远远嘅往外邦人那里去。
Paul, he's a tough line. He's a tough guy.
保罗佢系一个即系都好硬正嘅人。
He's a hardliner.
佢係一個好硬正嘅人。
He will fight with the Israel.
佢會同呢啲嘅以色列人一直辯論到底。
At the end, he will get killed.
到後來咧，佢會被殺。
So God say, I will send you far away to the Gentiles.
所以神對佢講，我要差你遠遠嘅往外邦人那裡去。
Those people will kill you.
呢啲嘅以色列人會殺你。
Just like your verse 22.
喺二十二節，二十二章二十二節。
The crowd listened to the Paul until said this, then they raised the voice and shout, "Rip the earth of him! He is not fit to live."
在二十二章二十二节，众人听他说到这句话，就高声说：这样的人从世上除掉他吧，他是不当活着的。
God, he has a heart for the Jewish people, but it's not the assignment given by God to go to Gentile.
保罗咧，佢对佢自己嘅同胞有呢个嘅心肠肺腑，但系神咧冇俾到佢呢个嘅职责。
So in the chapter 2, verse 8.For God, who was at work in Peter as an apostle to the circumcised, was also at work in me as an apostle to Gentile.
那感动彼得叫他为受割礼之人作使徒的，也感动我叫我为外邦人作使徒。
Because on verse seven, he's saying God entrusts Paul.
在第七节，他讲到。神托付了保罗
with the task of preaching the gospel to Jews to the Gentile,
就托付了保罗来到向这些的外邦人传福音
When you entrust,
当你被托付的时候
some people they will have a resentment.
有些人他就会反抗了
because I need a confirmation.
我需要一个印证
because I know this is a tough job.
我知道这个是艰难的工作
So that's why in verse 8,
在第八节
he said, who worked for God?At work in Paul,
感动了保罗的
also at work in Peter,
亦都是在彼得身上来到动工。
How did they at work?
怎样来到动工呢?
Is embrace them with the power,
就是给他们的权力
give them encouragement,
给他们勉励
and protect them from the nasty people,
从这些的作恶人当中保护他们。
That's why on the verse 9, he got some confirmation from the people.
在二章九节，他就在当中有一些的确据了。
Confirmation from James, John, and Peter.
在保罗、彼得和雅各当中有一些的确据。
They say they agree that we should go to Gentile and go to the circumcised.
他们确认了我们应该去这些的外邦人当中。
Yeah, and then verse 10,
就第十节
you see, all they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I have been eager to do all along.
第十节他讲到只是愿意我们纪念穷人，这也是我本来热心去行的。
Because in the Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9 saying,
箴言书系嘛？箴言书二章廿二章第九节，佢讲到
：The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share the food with poor。
佢话眼目慈善的就必蒙福，因他将食物分给穷人。
Because Paul he realized he never the Jewish people they never think of they need help from Antioch people Antioch church。
保罗他知道这些犹太人他们不需要安提柯教会的帮助
They never think of they need help from them
他不相信他们自己需要安提柯教会的帮助
Because they're helping them before
因为他以前帮了他们
They never think of they need help back from the Antioch church
他不相信他自己现在需要是安提柯教会来到帮助他们
So obviously
所以很明顯地
because the one of the prophets he predicted we will have a severe famine in Jerusalem.
所以有一個先知佢講到喺耶路撒冷會有呢個嘅大饑荒嘅時候。
That's why they asked Antioch to give an offering to the Jerusalem people.
所以咧，安提柯教會就叫到各弟兄姊妹嚟到捐錢俾呢啲猶太耶路撒冷嘅教會。
So that's why in the prophet21:13 said,
箴言书二十一章十三节佢话
，Whoever shut their ear to the cry of the poor will also cry out and not be answered.
塞耳不听穷人哀求的，他将来呼吁也不蒙应允。
Because also saying Proverbs 19:17 saying,
箴言书十九、十七节亦都系咁讲。
Whoever is kind to the poor, lend to the Lord, he will reward them for what they have done.
怜悯贫穷的，就是借给耶和华， 他的善行耶和华必偿还。
And that kind of that wording is that really stuck to my mind.
呢啲嘅经文对于我嚟讲有好大嘅思想。
Because I don't really quite understand what do you mean by lend it to the Lord? Lord is so rich. How could I lend it to the Lord?
当我谂嘅时候，点样会借俾耶和华咧？耶和华咁有钱，你借乜嘢俾耶和华咧
？And then also say I will reward them for those they have done to the poor.
呢度亦都讲佢嘅善行，耶和华必偿还。
You know, a lot of people they were disconnected from God.
有好多人佢哋已经与神隔绝咗。
They are just like a prodigal son and prodigal daughter.
佢哋好似浪子浪女咁样噶啦。
When they were in a difficulty,
当佢哋有困难嘅时候
they don't know how to cry out to God.
佢哋都唔识得点样嚟到向神呼求。
Because they are disconnected from Him.
佢哋已经与神隔绝咗。
So that's why when you have a chance to come across with that kind of people.
当你有机会嚟到遇到呢啲嘅人嘅时候
，When they ask for the help，
当佢哋向你求救嘅时候
，You extend your hand，
你就帮助佢哋。
And God say you just lend it to me。
神耶和华就话你就可以好似借贷俾我。
Because they don't know how to cry out to me。
佢哋唔知道点样向求嚟到向神呼求。
But you cry out to you。
佢哋向你借贷。
And you go ahead to lend it to them.
你就借俾佢哋。
I will pay you back later.
神就话我会迟啲偿还俾你。
So Paul, he understand that concept.
保罗佢知道呢个嘅意念。
That's why he say that.
所以佢就咁讲。
That's why in the Ecclesiastic also saying that.
喺传道书亦都系咁讲。
Diversify our investment. Diversify our venture.
佢话咧，你嘅投资咧要多方面。
Is a chapter 11, verse 1 saying.
11 章第一节
Ship your grain across the sea. After many days of you may receive a return.
46. 46. 46. 他说这里、当将你的粮食撒在水面因为日久必能得着。
Invest in seven venture.
要分给七人。
Yes, in eight.
或者分给八人。
Because you do not know what disaster may come upon the land.
因为你不知道将来有什么灾祸临到地上。
So that's why we diversify our good deeds.
我哋要将我哋嗰个嘅好行嗰、那个好行为多方面嚟到去做。
To help your friend to solve the problem of the homework is good.
帮助你朋友做功课是好。
But don't forget to diversify your investment. Share the gospel to him.
但是不要忘记了你都要将这个福音传给他。
To help your mom to do the dishes. This is good.
帮助你母亲来到去洗碗碟是好。
But do not forget to diversify your investment. Study the word of God.
但是不要忘记了你都要读圣经。
Help your friends by listening to his problem.
你帮你个朋友听下佢个难处都系好。
But don't forget to diversify your investment, praying for him.
但唔好忘记咗，你都要为佢哋祷告。
Because one day he will come back to you.
有一日佢就会翻翻嚟你面前。
To help you too.
都嚟帮你。
And then let's go back to 11, chapter 2, verse 11, Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. This is a very interesting statement. Very interesting, because the On the surface, you look like Paul. He is so rough.
好有意思嘅一个经文。喺表面嚟睇，保罗好似系一个好硬正嘅人。
He's a rough guy.
佢系好硬正嘅人。
He don't care what you think, who you are. He speak what he's supposed to speak.
佢唔理你系边个，或者咧你谂紧乜嘢，佢要讲嘅嘢佢就讲啦。
He say.When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned.
当基法来到安提柯，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。
So, when I'm thinking about Paul,
我想着保罗。
What are you doing?
你做着什么?
Do you know who Peter is?
你知唔知彼得系边个啊
？Peter is a big apostle.
彼得系一个大使徒。
You just started.
你只系刚刚开始啫。
How dare you say something like that to Peter?
你都好大膽喎，你咁樣嚟到對彼得講話。
Because if when we read, continuously to read the chapter 11 and 12, 13 and 14,
當我哋睇到第
十二章十三第十二一第十一至十二節，
我十一至十二至十三至十四節咁樣睇落去嘅時候
，Let's go back to Galatians chapter 2, verse 11。
同我哋睇翻加拉太書二章十一節。
So he was saying, why Peter came to Antioch? Do you know where he coming from?
彼得嚟到安提柯，彼得喺邊度嚟咧？
From Jerusalem.
由耶路撒冷嚟。
Do you know the way Peter act?
保罗咁样嚟到去行事。
No, the way the Peter act.
The way 保罗咁样嚟到去做事。
彼得咁樣做啊，咁離開呢班嘅Gentile。
彼得離開呢班嘅外邦人。
And Paul said, "You are not in line with the truth of the gospel."
保羅就話：你同呢個福音係唔同嘅，你同我哋所傳嘅福音係唔同嘅。
On the verse 12, he said, "Before certain men came from James, certain men obviously coming from Jerusalem." Those are the people they believe in circumcised. He used to be eating with the Gentile, but when they arrived, when those people from Jerusalem, they arrived, and Peter began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentile because he afraid of those people there from Jerusalem. Because those people, they belong to circumcision group.
当雅各那从雅各那里来的人未到以先这个彼得就同外邦人一同食饭，及至佢哋来到，佢因为怕奉割礼嘅人，就系呢班以色列人，系从耶路撒冷嚟嘅人，所以咧彼得就退去与外邦人隔开了。
And verse 13, let's read the 13 and the 14. I will explain the whole thing why Paul is saying something like that.
我哋就睇埋第十三节同埋第十四节，我就解释下点解。保罗会咁讲。
The other Jews joined him in hypocrisy, so that by the hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray.
其余嘅犹太人也都随着他装假，就系呢个彼得，甚至连巴拿巴也随火装假。
When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel.
当我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合
，I said to the Peter in front of them，
我就在众人面前对彼得说
，You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile。
你既是犹太人，但系所行所作好似一个外邦人。
Not like a Jew, how is it then that you force Gentile to follow Jewish custom？
不隨住猶太人的行事，怎麼還勉強外邦人隨猶太人呢？
Why is Paul saying something like that to Peter?
點解保羅要對彼得講呢啲嘅話呢？
Obviously, Peter, he doesn't know what he's doing.
好明顯，彼得佢都唔知自己做緊乜嘢。
Why he doesn't know what he's doing?
佢點解唔知道自己做緊乜嘢呢？
Do you remember in the Acts chapter 15?
你記得使徒行傳十五章？
Paul and Barnabas, he has an issue regarding circumcision.
保罗同埋巴拿巴，佢哋有呢个为到行割礼呢件事嚟到起咗争辩。
At the church of Antioch.
喺安提柯教会里边。
And they cannot get the issue out.
佢哋都
They cannot get a resolution out.
都冇解决嘅方法。
So that's why they have to send them back to.From Antioch all the way back to Jerusalem.
所以佢哋咧就要由安提柯将呢件事咧一路呈上去耶路撒冷嘅教会。
And who is at Jerusalem?
边个喺耶路撒冷咧
？Peter, James, John.
系彼得、雅各同约翰。
And they've gone through so many hot debate.
佢哋有大争辩。
Argument.
争辩争论。
And then finally, they decided with the guide by the Holy Spirit.
最後咧，佢哋就按住聖靈嘅帶領。
They say circumcision and not circumcision is not important。
佢哋就講咗，行割禮與不行割禮唔係好重要。
So even though for those people they are Gentile, they are not circumcised, they are saved。
就係好似呢啲未受割禮嘅人，若果佢哋相信嘅時候，佢哋就得救。
So they all go through the whole debate.
就一路咁樣嚟到爭辯。
And then finally they agree.
最後咧，佢哋同意咗。
And then Peter signed the deal.
彼得就簽咗。
Signed the letter.
就簽咗呢封信。
Not only Peter.
唔單止彼得。
John.
約翰。
And James.
雅各。
And after the paper sign.
就簽咗呢封信。
Seal.
就抌咗印，蓋咗章。
And ask Paul and Barnabas take the letter back from Jerusalem back to Antioch.
就叫保罗同巴拿巴就从呢封信由耶路撒冷去到安提柯。
And then let the people of the Antioch knowing you are saved as long as you have a faith in Jesus.
就让呢啲安提柯嘅人知道，你哋一旦相信咗主耶稣嘅时候，就系得救。
You are clean.
你系圣洁嘅。
You are clean as us.
你就好似我哋一样咁圣洁。
So.And well, obviously, Peter, well, I got a letter sent to you guys to Antioch already, so I will come later.
Peter, he said, okay, 我们这封信已经
through Paul and Barnabas sent it to Antioch.
保罗和巴拿巴已经拿了去安提柯了，所以呢，我就迟些和你们会合了。
So that's why when Peter is going back to Antioch and seeing those people, want to make friends with them.
所以呢，彼得他到去到安提柯的时候，他就跟他们一起有交往，与他们作朋友。
And sit with the people, sit with the Gentile people.
就跟这些外邦人一起来到去同坐。
Have a lunch.
吃饭。
And suddenly, seeing a people from Jerusalem, those are hardliner with James.
就突然之间呢，就见到耶路撒冷这些有名望的人来到了，跟雅各一起。
And Peter, who responds?
彼得他就立刻有反應了。
He get up.
他就起身。
And separate from them.
就與他們隔離。
Why Peter get up separate from them?
彼得為什麼會起身與他們來到隔離呢?
Because obviously Peter still have the concept they are not clean.
很明顯彼得仍然有這個意念，他們是不聖潔的。
If you are not clean, you mean you are not saved.
如果你不聖潔，就證明你是不被拯救。
If you are not clean, you are not saved. Why are you sending the letter? Why are you signing the letter?
咁好明顯，彼得有呢個意念，你係唔聖潔，你係不被得救嘅。點解你又會簽呢封信呢
？Why are you asking me to send a letter from Jerusalem back to Antioch？
點解你會簽呢封信？呢封信由耶路撒冷信翻去安提柯教會。
The way you act is not what you signing。
你咁嘅行為舉動同你所簽嘅信係唔同嘅。
That's why Paul confront to Peter in front of all the brothers and sisters.
所以保罗要在众人面前来责备彼得。
Why so important confront to him in front of people?
为什么会在众人面前责备他是这么重要呢?
Because he twists the true gospel.
因为他将这个真理来到有所违背。
It's not true, it's not only twisting the truth.
他不单止与这个真理来到有违背。
He's twisting the gospel.
他與這個福音來到違背。
He don't believe for those people, the Gentile, they believe by faith they are saved and clean.
因為很明顯，彼得他不相信這班外邦人，他一旦相信主耶穌的時候，他們就來到得拯救。
So that's why Paul, he's affirmed, he knows what he's talking about, he knows what he's doing.
所以保羅他很清楚確實知道他自己今天所信的，他也知道他自己做什麼。
Sometimes Peter, he doesn't know, actually.
好多時彼得佢自己唔知道。
Why? Because he's afraid.
點解？因為佢都係懼怕。
He doesn't know his position.
佢唔知道自己今日嘅身份。
He is a servant of king.
佢只係呢啲君王嘅仆人。
He's a servant of king. He's a 神嘅仆人。
佢係神嘅仆人。
He represents God.
佢代表神。
When he speak,
當佢講嘅時候
，just like king speak,
就好似王講説話一樣。
When king speak.
當王講説話嘅時候
，He affirm his what he believe。
佢就要確實知道自己所相信嘅嘢。
And the people will listen。
人民就會相信。
Peter he's afraid。
彼得佢有少少驚。
That's why in the Acts chapter 11 verse 2 we can tell。
所以喺使徒行傳十一章
第二節。
第二節。
So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believer criticized him.
所以當彼得去到耶路撒冷的時候，奉割禮的門徒與他爭辯。
And said, you went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them.
你進入未受割禮之人的家和他們一同吃飯了。
So obviously Peter, he'd been harassed many, many times.
所以彼得他之前已經被很多人來到去挑戰他。
That's why he react that way.
所以呢他現在有這些這樣的反應。
We have to understand that.
我們要明白。
That's why every time and then Peter starting to beginning his whole story. Every time he beginning a whole story, he's been telling his whole story many, many times to the Jewish people.
所以呢保羅他成日一開口講的時候呢他就要由 彼得他一開口講的時候呢他就成日都是從頭要講從頭要講他從頭要講講了很多次了。
Talking about how God converting the Gentile to the believer.
他要講到呢神怎樣用他向這些外邦人來傳福音。
That's why he's scared of the circumcised people.
所以呢他對於這些受割禮的人都有少少的懼怕。
Paul doesn't scare at all.
保羅他一點都不怕。
But God scared Paul. But God scared Paul. Paul. But God scared Paul to stay at Jerusalem because one day he would get killed.
所以呢神就反而驚保羅留喺耶路撒冷，驚佢被殺害。
So that's why God say, Paul, I send you far away from those people. You go to Gentile.
所以呢神話我要差你去到遠方與呢啲嘅外邦人嚟到傳福音。
I send Peter to Jerusalem because he know how to treat, he know how to soften the issue.
係啦，彼得咧就會去到耶路撒冷同呢啲嘅以色列人傳福音，因為佢知道點樣嚟到同呢啲人交往。
And I'll go back to chapter 2, verse 15. We who are Jews by birth, not sinful Gentile.
我哋呢啲生來嘅猶太人，不是外邦嘅罪人。
Knowing that a person is not justified by the work of the law, but by the faith in Jesus Christ.
知道人稱義不是因行律法，乃是因信耶穌基督。
So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ, not by the work of the law, because by the work of the law no one will be justified.
連我們也信了基督耶穌，使我們因信基督稱義，不因行律法稱義。因為凡有血氣的，沒有一人因行律法稱義。
Why not justify by the work of the law? Why not? Why?
點解唔因行律法稱義咧？點解咧
？Because in the Roman chapter 3 verse 16 verse 19 explain to us.
因為喺羅馬書三章十九節嗰度同我哋解釋。
He was saying, now we know that whatever the law say,
呢度我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的。
He said to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silent, and the whole world held accountable to God.
对律法以下之人说的，好塞住各人的口。叫普世的人都伏在神審判之下。
He said, every mouth, every person who are under the law, the mouth may be silent.
邊個係對住我哋呢班律法以下嘅人講，好叫我哋住口
？Why they were silent？
點解我哋要唔好講嘢啊
？Because they are convicted of the wrongdoing.
因為我們是被審，我們是做錯事的。
They know.
他知道。
Because everyone has to be accountable to God
for the wrongdoing. 我們每個人都要對神有這個神律法之下有這個審判。
Therefore, on the verse 20, therefore no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the work of the law. Rather through the law, we become conscious of our sin.
所以凡有血氣的，沒有一個因行律法能在神面前稱義。
So what they are saying, the law only, the maximum the law can do is give you the conscience of our sin.
律法最盡就可以做到咩呢？讓我們能夠知罪。
Sin we, the best he can do is give us the conscience of our sin. We supposed to respond to how.Do we be able to deal with the conscience of our sin?
我哋最多就可以知道，律法就叫我哋能够知罪。
And we should say, since we know and are conscious of our sin, how do we deal with it?
我哋如果能够知罪嘅时候，我哋应该点做咧
？We should ask.
我哋应该问下。
How do we deal with the conscious of our sin?
我哋知罪嗰阵时，我哋点样做咧
？And then if you ask,
当你问嘅时候
，And God will have a solution for you.
神就会有个办法俾你。
You say 21, you say, but now apart from the work of the law, I mean, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known to which the law and the prophets testify. Verse 21.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
This righteousness is given through the faith in Christ Jesus to all who believe.
就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
There's no difference between Jews and Gentiles.
冇分犹太人或者系外邦人。
So the law cannot give you the solution.
呢个律法唔能够俾你有帮助。
The only solution you can be able to get through the faith in Jesus.
就系只系能够从主耶稣基督嚟嘅信心，先至能够帮到你。
I gone through the sermon with Ada last night.
我昨晚跟 Ada 讲过这个的经文一次。
Some of the passages Ada said are very hard for those people to understand.
我就说有一些经文是很难很难明白的。
But I do understand why.
我就明白为什么。
Because I spent a lot of time on it.
因为我自己用了很多的时间。
To study.
来到去读。
That's why Pastor John saying before.
所以林牧師以前講過
He say, when I preaching,
當我講到嘅時候
You have to prepare before.
你就應該係嚟之前準備好
Otherwise, you won't be able to absorb.
你就唔能夠吸收
And you will misunderstand the passage.
你就唔能夠明白呢啲嘅經文
So because of that,
因為咁嘅緣故
I will skip it.
我就會跳咗幾段嘅經文
Yeah, and then go back to verse 17, and then I'm sure someday,I will go over with you.
我就所以咧，我哋而家去第十七节。
Because whatever Paul say is very very complex message.
保罗佢所分享嘅咧，比较系好复杂嘅信息喺呢度。
You have to be quiet and sit down to understand what is he exactly saying.
你就要好静低坐下来，先至明白到保罗佢想讲乜嘢。
His mind is very complex.
佢嘅脑系好复杂嘅。
So let's go back to 17.
十七節。
But if in seeking to be justified in Christ,
我們若求在基督裏稱義
we Jews find ourselves also among the sinners. Doesn't that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not.
卻仍舊是罪人，難道基督是叫人犯罪的嗎？斷乎不是。
That verse itself is complicated enough already.
这段的经文就是自己这样读都是 很复杂。
Let me use a layman term to explain to you what is exactly saying.
我用一些平信徒 的话来到跟你们尽量去解释。
And verse 18, you just way over your head.
这里第十八节就更加难想象了。
I remember Pastor John, he speak to me, he say, Key, you should read the English NIV to help you understand.
記唔記得林牧師成日同我講 ，Key， 你應該要睇翻英文嘅聖經。
That's about 2 months ago。
大約兩個月前。
I don't quite understand what he's talking about。
我都唔知道佢點解咁講。
But I keep that in mind。
我就記住喺心裏邊。
Until when I prepare the sermon in English。
當我真係要今次用英文嚟到去講道嘅時候
，I found out in NIV English helping me understand better than in Chinese。
我就明白。現在我用英文看聖經若幫助我明白更多
So that's why when Pastor John saying something you don't understand
如果林牧師說了一些話你不明白的時候
You keep that in mind
你就藏在心裡
Two months or few months later
兩個月或者時間過了的時候
You understand what you're talking about
你就知道他說什麼了
But you're saying But if in seeking to be justified in Christ we do ourselves also found among the sinner Among the sinner means In that case, if you are talking about just not by the work of the law, just by trusting Jesus Christ, just have a faith in Jesus Christ, and then we are okay?
佢呢度讲到嘅罪人，罪人就讲到我哋就系信主耶稣基督。
Okay, let's say one more time. It was, what they were saying is, in seeking to be justified in Christ.
我哋若求在基督里称义。
So it means what happened to our Jews? Moses passed the law to us.
我哋呢班犹太人啊，点讲啊？摩西佢以前传咗落嚟嘅律法。
We are supposed to be work by the law.
我哋系应该系按住呢啲嘅律法行事。
Now you wipe out all the law.
你就而家将呢啲嘅律法全部嘅抹干。
And then we are the same playing field as the Gentile.
我哋呢班猶太人而家同外邦人一齊噶。
So we find ourselves among those sinners. I mean, among the Gentile.
嚇，我哋而家呢班猶太人就好似一班外邦人一樣。
Doesn't that mean that Christ promotes sin?
唔通主耶穌就係嚟到叫人犯罪咩
？Means, well, okay. Let me explain in Chinese. Okay, what they are saying.如果你話信耶穌就搞掂，意思即是話我唔需要行任何嘅律法。如果我哋唔係行律法，唔可以靠律法可以稱義嘅話，咁我哋仲靠咩稱義啊？咁冇嘢靠稱義，咁咪即是等於同嗰啲外邦人一樣？咁同啲外邦人一樣，意思即是話，咁即是基督你整蠱我，你咁樣 degrade 咗我。我是猶太人應該在這裡 Gentile 在這裡 You degrading me to that same playing field And then we treat us like a sinner So in that case you're promoting sin, aren't you? Paul said, oh no, absolutely not It's not promoting sin
保羅說不是斷乎不是我不是在這裡來到叫基督叫人犯罪
Because I bring you all the way down You think you're sitting right here I bring you all the way down to the same level as a Gentile
呢啲猶太人佢自己以為高高在上，我哋現今帶佢落嚟，同呢啲外邦人同一齊同等。
So he can be able to seek the justification through the faith。
你就今日可以因著你嘅信就能夠稱義。
Same as a Gentile。
就好似同外邦人一樣。
That's why I entrust Paul and Peter.Share the gospel to the Gentile and to the Jews.
所以我托付咗彼得同埋保罗嚟到特别向呢啲嘅犹太人同埋外邦人传福音。
Two different people.
两样嘅人。
Two different style.
两个唔同嘅款。
But the same message.
但系同一个嘅信息。
Faith.
就系信心。
In Jesus.
从主里边嘅信心。
To be justified, righteousness.
從主耶穌裏面得著稱義。
So that's why the verse 17, that's exactly what they say. While we seek to be justified in Christ, become the evidence that we ourselves are sinners. And that means Christ promoting sin? No, not Christ promoting sin. Christ wants you to realize not by the work of the law, is by faith.
所以第十七節佢講到，我哋若求在基督裏稱義，卻仍舊是罪人。難道基督是叫人犯罪的嗎？斷乎不是。
It's by faith your sin will be forgiven。
係靠著信，你嘅罪就能夠得到拯救。
So it's not Christ promoting sin。
唔係因為主耶穌要嚟到叫人犯罪。
Okay, and verse 18。
十八節。
And that is going to be very confusing too.
十八節都係好好難明白。
You say, if I rebuild what I destroyed,
如果我拆毀咗，我再重新建造
，then I really would be a lawbreaker.
我就證明自己係一個犯律法嘅人。
What is exactly saying?
呢度究竟講咩咧
？Let me use a layman term again.
我用平信徒嘅話再同你哋試下解釋。
If I rebuild What I dying to the law, if I rebuild what I destroy the law, or what I if I rebuild what I die to the law,
就是我重新建造，我就要向罪死了。
Why he saying that?
佢点样讲咧
？What's that mean? I rebuild if I rebuild the law, that's what I destroy and then die to the law.
我重新建造我所拆毁的，我就要向罪来到这个律法来到死了。
Let me explain to you in Chinese.
我就用广东话同你哋讲。
What he is exactly saying? 就如果我喺呢个嘅律法里边死了，如果我死向呢个律法讲话，律法啦 ，I die。当我向个律法话讲我死咗之后嘅话，律法咧就冇权咧再 demand 我噶啦，已经。因为记唔记得喺呢个Roman chapter 7 I'm talking about Paul talking about husband and wife. The only you have a contract with the husband and wife is when you're married.
When either 罗马书第七章记唔记得讲到丈夫与妻子，丈夫与妻子同结婚嘅时候
，When a husband die，
丈夫死去
，Your wife is free，
你个太太就得着自由
，And he can remarry again。
佢太太就可以再重新再嫁娶。
Because you don't have any contract with your husband anymore。
因為你同你丈夫呢個嘅合約已經完咗啦。
That's why I'm saying when I die to the law, you have no contract with the law again。
如果我呢度講到我係向呢個律法死咗嘅時候，就係冇咗呢個嘅合同啦。
So he cannot accuse you anymore。
呢個律法就唔可以再控告你。
He cannot condemn you anymore.
就唔可以去控告你，去诬告你。
Sin cannot condemn you anymore, cannot accuse you anymore. Why are you rebuilding the law again? Walk on the law, walk by the law.
因为你向呢个律法已经死咗嘅时候，呢个律法唔能够再诬告你，点可以你再重新再建造呢个律法呢？
Why are you calling the law to come back to accuse you?
点解你要让呢个律法再翻转头嚟到去？控告你呢？
When the law comes back to accuse you,
当这个律法回来再控告你的时候，
obviously you are a lawbreaker because every law pointing to you, you're violating all the law. Because you violate before, you violate now too.
就很明显你自己是一个犯律法的人，那这个呢，你以前犯了律法，现在又犯律法。
That's what Paul is saying in here. If I rebuild what I destroy, then I really would be a lawbreaker because when the law coming back again, he will accuse you again too. So you're a lawbreaker.
所以咧，你呢个律法已经拆毁咗，但系你自己又偏偏重新建造。所以呢度保罗讲到，如果真系咁样嘅时候，你真系一个犯律法嘅人。
That's why in verse 19 he's saying.
第十九节佢讲。
For through the law, I die to the law so that I may be live for God.
我因律法就向律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。
That's why when you die to the law, you don't ask the law come back. You don't rebuild them again.
因为你已经向律法这个死了的时候，你就不要再要求这个律法翻翻转头，以致它诬告你。
Because you die to the law so that you have a new life.
你因為向呢個律法死咗，你現今就有一個新嘅生命。
You have a new master.
你有一個新嘅主。
The master has been redeemed all your debt.
呢個主已經拯救你從一切嘅罪孽裏邊。
And pay for all the debt for you.
就同你已經償還咗一切。
So he should be your new master. 佢係你嘅新嘅主人。
所以佢係你新嘅主人。
Not the law is your master.
这个律法不是你的主人。
That's why in the verse 20 he's saying,
在二十节他讲到，
I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。
But Christ lives in me, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
God entrust Paul to proclaim the gospel.
神已经托付咗保罗嚟到去讲呢个嘅福音。
The gospel including crucified with Christ.
呢个福音包括咗与基督同钉十字架。
Not just Christ crucified for us.
唔单止净系基督为我哋钉十字架。
We crucified with him.
我哋与佢一齐嚟到钉十字架。
That is what the full gospel.
这个就是传备的福音。
Because we are not just only preaching Christ died for us.
我们不单止传耶稣为我们钉十字架。
We are also preaching we died with Christ.
我们也都说与主同钉十字架。
That is Paul talking about.
呢個就係保羅所講嘅。
That's why in John chapter 12, verse 24.
喺約翰福音十二章廿四節。
Saying, really truly, I tell you.
我實實在在的告訴你們。
Unless a kernel of wheat fall to the ground and die.
一粒麥子不落在地裏死了。
It remains only a single seed.
仍舊是一粒。
But if it die,
若是死了,
it produces many seeds.
就結出許多子粒來。
That kind of concept.
呢個嘅思潮
is a heavenly concept.
係一個天上嘅思想。
The worldly concept.
地上所諗嘅。
When I die, I get nothing.
我死咗我就乜都冇。
Heavenly concept.
天上的思想
When I die,
当我死的时候
I produce many seeds.
我就结出许多子粒来。
That's why in verse 25 saying,
第25节他讲到
Anyone who loves their life will lose it.
爱惜自己生命的就失丧失命。
While anyone who hates the life in the world will keep it for eternal life.
在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
Whoever serves me must follow me.
若有人服侍我
And where I am, my servant also will be.
就当跟随我，我在哪里服侍我的人也在。
My father will honor the one who serves me.
若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
That's what Jesus is saying.
主耶稣是这么讲。
Love your life will lose your life.
爱你的生命就会失丧你的生命。
Lose your life in eternity.
你就失喪咗呢個永恆嘅生命。
When you hate your life in this world,
當你恨惡自己地上嘅生命
，Don't follow what other people do。
唔好跟隨其他人所做嘅嘢。
It will keep your life for eternal。
你就會保守你自己生命到永生。
And verse 21,
廿一節
，It says, "I do not see." Galatians chapter 2, verse 21.I do not set aside the grace of God, for with righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing.
我不廢掉神的恩，義若是藉著律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
He said the grace of God, we can gain, we by the grace of God, the righteousness could be gained through the Christ, not by the law.
神的恩就能够藉着律法得着呢个义。
By the grace of God, righteousness could be gained through the Christ.
神嘅恩义若是藉着律法得益。
We praise the law.
我哋赞美主。
If we're going to be keeping all the law, walk by the law.
如果我哋能够守住呢啲嘅律法嘅时候
，No one can survive in the eyes of God.
我哋就冇人可以喺主里边能够站立得住
Only by the grace of God.
是全靠主的恩典
Through the faith of Jesus.
靠着主耶稣里面的信
And then we can survive.
我们就能够站立得住
We're going to finish by today. It's kind of a little bit early because I skipped some of the sermon because too complicated. So it's talking about Romans chapter 3.You have to go back there to understand Romans chapter 3, verse 19 all the way.
我今天就停在这里因为我跳了很多的经文就是罗马书第三章是很复杂的经文所以你们要读完罗马书第三章才能够明白。
Okay, we have a word of prayer. 神啊我们多谢你。多谢你有一个忠心的仆人保罗。保罗他看到这些事是不对的事是影响到这个的 not in line with the true gospel 的事他 upfront 跟 Peter 说因为知道 Peter 有时候他自己 flip-flop 不知道自己说什么其实我们好像 Peter 都是一样神啊真的求你怜悯我求你怜悯我们因为我们不想 quit 我们不想 criticize Peter 因为我们真的跟他真的一模一样神啊，真系求你都系怜悯我哋，帮助我哋。喺呢个嘅，当我哋 under 嘅 pressure 阵时 ，under 嘅 stress 阵时，我哋一定要知道，我哋 stand up for God， 唔系 stand up for the people。 神啊，求你都恩待怜悯，藉着呢段经文嘅时候，帮助我哋去明白，我哋去呢个嘅 true gospel 就系 for those people that are Gentile, they are saved and they are clean, not go through the circumcision, not by the work of law。神啊，真系求你都恩待怜悯，帮助我哋，我哋愿意将到每一个人都交到主面前，求主恩待。我哋简单祈祷交托，奉主耶稣名祈祷。